Hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Lance. I serve as the lead pastor here. Welcome to Bethel. So glad you guys are here with us today. If this is your first time, thank you for being here with us. A couple of things before we jump into our new series that we're starting today entitled A Place to Belong. Some great things coming up here at this church. And first off, it's called Starting Point. Starting Point, really, if you want to find out what we're about as a church, this is a great first step for you to take. Starting Point, we talk about the vision, the values, really why we're here as a church. And it helps you really get connected to the life of our church. September the 3rd is going to be the orientation Sunday. So if you sign up, just fill out that connection card, put your name, email, best phone, and we'll get in contact with you and keep you up to date until we launch Starting Point. Also, guys, if this is your first time, check us out on Facebook. Like us there on Facebook. We're on Facebook and Instagram. And really, that's how you keep up with all the great stories and testimonies of what is going on in this church. You can find out about the events that are coming up. We've got water baptism coming up, things like that. All can be found on Facebook. I'm going to bring my man Demetrius up. Y'all give a big hand clap to Demetrius. Demetrius, come on up here, big champ. We as a church believe not just you attending Bethel and being a part of what's going on here, but really for you to be trained and equipped, because we all have a story to tell. And some of us, though, need some training, a lot of us do, including myself, in communicating that story. And we have a thing called Engage here at Bethel, and Demetrius leads that, and he's going to talk about something coming up.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I can imagine in a crowd about this size that someone has had the unfortunate experience to be close to a loved one in their final moments before they left the earth. And you can imagine this scene where family and friends were around, and this loved one were to say, I want you to come close. I have one last thing to share with you. And you can imagine the impact and the magnitude of what they're about to say. Well, Jesus Christ did the exact same thing. Before he left this earth, he brought all of his close family and friends together for one last thing. And this is what he told them. He said, go throughout the world and proclaim the gospel to all nations. And my question to you is, what have we done with this command? Some of us have said, I'm nervous, I feel inadequate, I don't think it's my job, it's maybe the pastor's job or something like that. But God has given us this command, and he's entrusted us with the people, our neighbors, our co-workers, our family and friends, all those around us. And when we stand before God and he asks us, why didn't we reach them? Why didn't we share that message? What will we say? Will we say we're inadequate? Will we say good. It wasn't our jobs? You know, in a few weeks here, we're going to be glued in front of our TVs on Sundays, about 2.5 hours to watch a football game.
Come on.
And what I'm asking you guys to do on August 13th at 4 p.m., give me about 2.5 hours. Give us about 2.5 hours. And God will begin to work and change your life. And when I mention that, I think of there's a member who used to be here named KP. Some of you guys might have known KP. She went through Engage 101. She was empowered. She left confident, being able to share her faith enough to go on a mission trip in Arizona. And not only go on this mission trip, that she decided, she's from Clarksville, lived here her whole life. She said, I'm going to uproot everything I know, all of my comfort, and I'm going to go serve the Lord in Arizona. My friends, this can be a life-changing experience for you guys to get skills and tools and the power to confidently share your faith.
Tremendous.
And if you're already confident with sharing your faith, still come, because now we can get a common language and we can share that with other people. I'll be up front after service if you have any questions. Thanks for your time.
Tremendous. Come on, Scott. Good job, bud. Take it, Mike Travis.
Yeah.
You know, Demetrius talked about in the book of Matthew, really the verse that he quoted about going in all the nations. That's the verse we're going to read today, and it's really going to set up what we're going to be talking about really the month of August. So let's look at Matthew 28, verse 18 through 20. Jesus said this. He said, all authority in heaven on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And here's the great promise. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age. Guys, as we begin this series, I'm really excited about you guys being here today, especially those who are for the first time or maybe a first time in a long time, because this is a great chance to check out Bethel. And the reason why is really throughout this series, specifically today, we're going to begin to pull back the curtain for you and really begin to talk about why are we here as a church? There's a lot of churches in our community, a lot of great churches. So why are we here? What kind of place is Bethel? Not just what kind of place are we, but what kind of a people are we? I love the title of the series, A Place to Belong. And see, there's something in that title that really all of us really have. We all carry the same need. You might not know it this morning, but we have a lot in common because all of us have this same need. I actually discovered this need when I was in high school and college. As I look back at all of my relationships, especially my relationships with the opposite sex, all my girlfriends, what I discovered, Pastor Travis, is all of my girlfriends always broke up with me. I never got the opportunity to break up with them. They would always break up with me first. And as I look back, I remember thinking to myself, why do I continue to date? Because more than likely, she's going to drop me and leave me. But so why do I continue to put myself in this situation? And the reason why is because of this common thing that we all have. We all have the need to belong. All of us are looking to belong somewhere. It's why, even though the divorce rate is 50%, meaning that you and I, if we are married today, we have a 50% chance that our marriage is going to make it. But yet, even though that percentage is low, even though we still desire to find that someone. We still all desire to be married. Why? Because we all have this need to belong. We all love playing on team sports because of this need. We all love playing on sports where there's multiple players because we have this need that we want to belong. It's why I go to a gym to work out. As I think back about how much money I have spent on a gym membership, if I simply would have probably taken off 2 years from going to the gym, I could have saved up a lot of money to be able to purchase the equipment that I need to work out. But yet, because I carry this need, every month I pay this membership, and I show up to this gym, because why? That gym, I find a people that are moving in the same direction I'm moving on. I mean, I'm about to turn 39 years old. This is growing a lot faster than this. So therefore, I need this place. I need this gym because it's there I find people on a similar journey. They're all trying to lose weight. They're trying to stay in shape. And it motivates me. It encourages me. When I see someone else working out, I see someone else going for it. I'm thinking, man, I need to do that. I can make it. I can do it. It's a need to belong. It's why also, friends, that we come to church. Because it's here at this place that this need that you have to belong can be met. It's why we encourage you not to just have Sunday morning at home watching your favorite preacher, Bishop Jakes, Joel Osteen, whoever it may be, that you come to a church because it's at that church that that need can be met. It can't be met at home watching television. We all carry this need. Well, if we carry this need and we realize that this need can be met at a local church, then how do I know what church is called really to meet that need on the inside of me? You know, people come up to me and say, Pastor Lance, I can't find a church. I don't know where to go. My response to that is, why don't you close your eyes and take off walking? Because what am I saying? There's a lot of churches. Eventually, you're going to bump into one. But yet, with all those churches, it creates a problem for you and I. Well, then, if there's this many churches, then what specific church am I called to belong to? How do I know what church I'm called to be a part of? What church my family's called to be a part of? Where is the place that I'm called to belong and to see this need met? Because the fact of the matter is, especially in today's world, we want to belong before we believe. And can I tell you, Bethel is a place like that. No matter where you're at in your relationship with God, no matter what your past is like, can I tell you that you're welcome here at this church? You're welcome to come and attend, whether it's Sunday morning, whether it's Starting Point, whether it's a community group, and really begin to investigate who this Jesus is. Maybe you don't believe in him. Maybe you don't believe that he is the Son of God. Maybe you don't believe that he is that everything the Bible says. That's all right. You can actually come here, belong here in a sense, and actually begin to discover who this Jesus really is. This is where it happens. It's not going to happen down at the local bar or the local club. You're definitely not going to discover who Jesus is there. But this is a place, and we're building a culture here where you can actually belong before you believe. So what I want to do today is pull back this curtain for you and I. And I want to talk about who we are as a people. So if you're sitting there today and this is your first time or a first time in a long time, my hope for you, you can begin to see, man, this is a place that God might be calling me to. But maybe you've been coming here for Bethel for a while now. My hope for you is that there is a fresh fire that begins to burn on the inside of you. Because I'm going to talk about the dream that we carry in our heart as a church. We have a dream here as a church. Some people call that word the vision. They have a vision, but I love using the word dream. And that dream is an impossible dream without God. My prayer continually to God is, God, if you don't back up what I'm saying, then I'm going to look like a fool. Because what I'm going to talk about is big enough that it's so big, so huge, that if God doesn't come through, then I'm going to look like a fool. Pastor Richard and Travis are going to be with me. Y'all are going to look like fools too. We're going to look like a fool unless God shows up and does something. But also I want you to know that this dream is so big that it not only takes God to fulfill it, it takes you. It's one thing for somebody to come and talk about the dream, to herald the dream. But it's another thing for a people to embrace that and say, when it comes to my relationship with Jesus and my relationship with the church, I'm going to embrace this. And this dream is not just going to be Lance or Richard or the church. It's going to be my dream. So my hope today is that a heart knitting begins to take place, where this dream begins to bubble up inside of you like it is on the inside of us. What is this dream that we carry as a church? When Jesus, we read Matthew 28. When Jesus, in Matthew 28, what he's talking about there is the mission of every church. But how that mission is to make disciples, meaning reach people for Christ, help them grow in their relationship with who he is. But every church, that dream is played out a little bit differently. And for Bethel, what is that dream? Well, number one, our dream is that we would reach a city to touch the world. We truly believe, friends, that we are called not just to reach our community, our city, but we're called to reach the nations of the earth. This is why we're a part of a ministry called Every Nation Ministries. This is why we give 10% of our income, 10% of what we receive here. Just as I tithe, just as we ask you to tithe, we tithe on the amount that is given here every single month to every nation. Why? Because we're called to reach the world. Jesus told us, he said, ask of me, Psalm chapter 2. Ask of me, and I will give you, not a new car, praise God for that, but I'll give you the nations as your inheritance. The nations belong to us as a local church, to us as a follower of Jesus. We believe here at Bethel that one leader equals one nation. One leader equals one nation. I have seen this happen so many times throughout our Every Nation family, that one person feels the call of God, hears the call of God. God begins to place a nation on the inside of them. They uproot, move their families, move to that nation, and that nation begins to have a church planted, and that church begins to spread, and the gospel begins to spread. Why? Because one leader equals one nation. So that means for you and I, my friends, we have to allow Jesus to draw this circle around you and I. It cannot be just my family. It cannot be even just my city. It has to be God. What do you want to do in my life, in my family? What do you want to do with my personality, my giftings, to reach the nations of the earth? That's what God wants to birth in you as you come and be a part of this dream that we have here at Bethel. God, what nation do you have for me? I'm always asking Jesus that. Lord, what nation do you want me to impact? Pastor Richard has been impacting the nation of Haiti for the past 5 years now. Pastor Richard, you've been involved there? Something like that, 3 years? He's been going there on a consistent basis. God has placed that nation on his heart. Do you know that's not just for full-time ministers? That's for every one of us. He didn't say, go there for you pastors and make disciples of the nations. He told us all, disciples, every single one of us, to go and be a part of reaching the nations. So what that means is, as a businessman, if you're a businessman and woman in this place, how does my company, how does my business reach the nations? If you're a soldier, man, you have a great opportunity. You travel all over the place. How do I, as a soldier, reach the nations? How do I, as a stay-at-home mom, dad, reach the nations? This is what we're called to do, friends. But also it starts, though, with what? Reaching a city. It starts with impacting Clarksville and Fort Campbell right now. So as a businessman or woman, what am I doing not just to make money? Because if that is all your business is about, you're missing it. God wants to do greater things with your company. I think about this young man, maybe not young, maybe in his 40s now. Pastor Richard and I met him. He's the owner of Demas's. If you guys have never been to Demas's, man, I highly recommend Demas's. Here as a staff, we call it Demo's, but that's not how you really pronounce it. It's Demas's. It's great food. Pastor Richard and I, 3 months ago, walked in there. I think it was 3 months they opened up, 3 months ago, something like that, maybe four or five. But we walked in there, and Pastor Richard, he actually knew him because he met him one time, but I've never met him before. The owner is a man named Peter. And as we sat down, he began to share his story with us of how he grew up as an atheist. But about 3 years ago, God impacted his life. And now how he is making adjustments in his company to see the gospel go forth throughout his business. Now, as a businessman, you will know that as you begin to make those adjustments, people are going to be upset. He lost a lot of people. So much so that he got a little bit nervous. He had to hire almost a whole new staff because people were leaving. But yet God blessed this man. So much so that now he has a full-time chaplain in every one of his restaurants. Every single one of them. It's pretty amazing. And he is changing people's lives. He's not just serving good food. Praise God for me. I get to enjoy that. But he is changing those people that work in his company's lives. Because he's thinking beyond, how much money can I make? He's asking God, how are you going to use Demas's to reach my city, to impact people's lives? What about you? Maybe you're a soldier in here. What's God doing for you? What does he want to do through you for the men and women that you're around? You know, being a soldier, you spend a lot of time with the same people. What's God doing with you? Maybe you're a principal. Maybe you're in education. No matter where you're at, stay-at-home mom, what's God want to do through you to help us fulfill this dream of reaching a city to touch the world? Number two, also our dream includes that we believe this, that if we can change the campus, we can change the world. If we can change the campus, we can change the world. We believe in seeing young people impacted by the gospel. We believe this so much so that we're not waiting for them to come to us. Because here's the thing, my friends. They're not coming. I remember being in high school. I remember being in college. Church was the last place I wanted to be. Do you remember? It was boring, irrelevant. It was way too early. It's the last place I wanted to be. Therefore, you and I, we are going to them. Our dream is that we would have a Bible study on every high school in our community. This is our dream. Aaron and his team, Jasmine, are doing a great job with this as our youth ministers. Myself and Aaron are meeting with the principal at Northeast High School this week to talk, I don't know if it's him or her, talk to them about, we have this mission, as we're going to see in a minute, of bringing the nations together, racial reconciliation, that black and white hand. I am believing that we can do school-wide assemblies talking about racial reconciliation. Our young people need to see that there is hope for what they see on television. From the division, the racism, there is hope. And we want to lift that up in our high schools. We're going to the college campus. We're running as fast and as hard as we can on the college campus because that's where the next great leaders are. That's where the next great pastors, missionary, businessmen and women are. We believe if we can change the campus, we can change the world. You know, there was a young person that attended. We have a picture for you here of her. She attended our summer camp this summer. You got that picture for me, Big Ryan? This past summer. And when I saw this picture, this was on our Facebook page. Every day we're doing something. This was Testimony Tuesday on our Facebook page. And when I saw this picture and read the story of what God was doing in this young woman's life, this young girl's life, it hit me that every time a young person gives their life to Jesus, our world has a greater chance of being changed. Every time. Every time a young person says yes to Jesus, our world, our nation, has a greater chance of being changed. This is why we're running on the college campus, on the high school campus. This is what you're a part of. This is our dream, to change our young people, to hear, allow them to hear a message, to hear something they probably more likely never heard before. More likely, they can't associate the two. How does this God who seems so far away be relevant to my life? How does this God that seems so far away have anything for me? Man, this is our dream. This is our mission. And I love the last when it comes here to Bethel, is that we're here to build. Our dream is to build a multi-ethnic church. A multi-ethnic church. We're called to reach every nation in our generation. We're called to bring black, white, brown, Asian, whatever color. We are called to bring them together in true spiritual family. You talk about a big dream, my friend. You talk about something that we need God to help us with. This is it right here. With the problems in our world, what you see here on Sunday morning, us coming together, the different ethnic groups, the different ethnicities, it doesn't happen everywhere. This is something special that we have as a church. It's why I get up every single day, because I know that my destiny, the calling of God on my life, cannot be fulfilled without my black and white and brown brothers and sisters in Christ. We need one another. Friends, we are tied to one another. We say it here all the time. Our individual destinies, the very reason why you exist on this planet, that's pretty important. Your very reason why you exist, your individual destiny, is tied always into the corporate destiny of the local church that God's called you to be a part of. That means that if you don't reach your destiny, then I don't reach mine. It means if I don't reach mine, you don't reach yours. This is why it's so important that we come together in true biblical spiritual family, that God begins to deal with our hearts. Friends, if you come here to Bethel long enough, let me tell you, if you have racism in your heart, it will be dealt with at this church. And that's a good thing. That is a good thing. Can somebody say amen? When Jesus died on the cross, Ephesians chapter 2 tells us that he tore down, it's the verses right after what Pastor Travis just read, he tore down the middle wall of separation. There was a wall between Jew and Gentile. And that wall in America, guess what, was black and white. And Jesus tore that wall down, the enmity that divided you and I, so that he could create, he says, a dwelling place, one new man from the two, a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. You understand, God is tabernacling with us. The Old Testament, you have the tabernacle. The New Testament, you have you and I as the temples of the Lord. And he is bringing us together, the different nations, for a dwelling place of himself by his Spirit. Man, this is vital for what Jesus wants to do in our community, in our nation, is to bring us together. I love what Dr. King said. If you guys have never listened to his great speech in 1967 to Stanford University, he talked about the other America. Pastor Richard and I are going to begin in the month of October. I know it's a ways away, but the month of October, we're going to start a series called Multi-Ethnic Conversations. And we're going to talk more about this and really the dream that Dr. King carried in his heart, because we carry that dream as well. But Dr. King, he made a tremendous statement there in 1967. He said, our world or our nation still does not realize how much we need one another. Fast forward from 1967 to 2017, 50 years later, can I tell you that our world and our nation, and maybe even some of us sitting here today, do not realize how much we need one another. See, what we're believing for and dreaming of is that you would do life with someone who doesn't look like you. That you would do life with someone who does not look like you. That you would begin to invite people from different cultures, different backgrounds into your home. That when you have dinner, when you look around that dinner table, that you would have dinner, if you're a white family, with a black family, a brown family, an Asian family. Maybe you're black. You know, some people grow up and they have never had a black friend, never had a white friend. I have met people that, you know what? I've never had an African American as my friend. I've never had an Asian as my friend. I've never had a white man or woman as my friend. Can I tell you, that is not good, guys. As followers of Jesus, we are called to befriend every nation. So I have to be intentional about it. What that means, if I see someone doesn't look like me in my community, that is God telling me, go befriend them. It is God telling you, go befriend that person. This is what we're here to build. This is the dream that we carry in our heart. See, it's one thing, though, to have this dream. But it's another thing for every single one of us to embrace it and say, God, I want this to be my life. Now, listen, I know you have families. I know you have jobs. We want you to do all that. But when it comes to Jesus and your relationship with him and the church, my hope for you is this would be your dream. See, but that dream is fulfilled by a people. Then what type of people? We talk about a place to belong. Well, Pastor Lance, if I come here, man, you're talking good. This place sounds good. But what about the people I'm going to find here? If I show up here on a Sunday, if I show up to Starting Point or volunteer team or community group, what kind of people am I going to find? I'm going to tell you. You're going to find a people, number one, that have a heart to remove every obstacle to coming to Jesus and his church. The people at this church are obstacle removers. Did you know there are obstacles in place from you? I'm sorry, obstacles in place to you to belong. There's obstacles there. And our responsibility as a church is to pull down those obstacles. You guys know those obstacles. If you're here for the first time, you definitely know those obstacles. You came here today, you might have been a little bit nervous. What's this place going to be like? Are they going to have children's ministry? What's the service going to be like? Are they going to sing? What's the pastor going to be? All these questions ran in your mind. And so this is why we do things like our volunteer teams. It's why we have people in the parking lot, somebody opening the front door. Because why? Every time somebody smiles at you and says, glad that you're here, do you know what it does? It pulls down an obstacle. This is why we have our volunteer teams. Bethel, you cause this church or you cause these obstacles to come down. It's not me. I'm here to tell you, it's you. You cause these obstacles to come down. Every single time you serve in our children's ministry, every time you usher, it's more than just I'm doing a duty. It's I'm tearing down an obstacle from somebody actually hearing the gospel, getting right with Jesus, finding a place to belong. It's because of you, you tear it down. It's why we have a coffee shop. You know, I talk about this a lot. You know, we have coffee here at Bethel, not because it tastes good, because it, number one, smells good. It creates the right environment. But number two, we have coffee because for some reason, especially men, they feel more comfortable when they come into a service like this holding a cup of coffee or a bottle of water. Men, for some reason, we're kind of weird, but we feel more comfortable because if I hold something in my hand, we can hide behind what I'm holding in my hand. When my wife is up here, encourage you, hey, worship God, lift your hand. Listen, I understand that's a little bit weird. I remember the first time I came to a church like Bethel. I didn't grow up at a church like this. We didn't raise our hands. We didn't clap our hands. Nobody shouted hallelujah. That would be weird back then. So when I came to Bethel, people were doing that. I was like, what is going on here? My first thought was, this is a cult. I got to get out of here. I understand. It's a little bit weird. But yet, a cup of coffee, holding this cup of coffee, my wife's here. Hey, lift your hands, clap your hands. You're thinking, I can't do that, praise God, because I got a cup of coffee. Man, I might spill it on myself, woman, so I am not raising my hand. I'm not clapping. We have an excuse, don't we? And that's okay. It's all right. It's all right that you feel a little bit uncomfortable. We do things to it's tearing down an obstacle. That's why we have our children's ministry. Because we want you as a parent to know that your child is safe. That's why we have cameras, a police officer, not because anything's wrong, because it makes you feel safe. My child is taken care of. They're growing in the relationship with Jesus. Therefore, I can come in here and I can pay attention to what the crazy pastor's trying to tell me, and I might actually can hear God say something to me, and it might change my life. Every time you serve back there and change that diaper, listen, God bless you and thank you so much. Because you are tearing down obstacles that keep people from growing in a relationship with Christ and coming to church. This is the kind of people that you will find here at Bethel. You know what else you're going to find? You're going to find a people that are really walking in community. We really do like one another. We really do believe in one another. We believe that every calling in every person in this church matters. You matter. You matter to God, your family, your marriage, whatever your future is, it matters. We care about it. When you find, here's what we have this saying all the time. We say it here a lot. Now, again, first time might sound a little bit weird. Sound a little bit weird when I first heard it too, but it's so true that when you find your people, you find your purpose. See, it was the people of God that called out the purposes of God from my life. I didn't discover it on my own. Somebody had to come take me by the hand and say, Lance, let me teach you how to be a man of God. I had no clue how to be a man of God. Somebody had to take me by the hand and say, let me teach you how to pray. Let me teach you why you need to go to a group and be connected to a group of men. Somebody had to teach me how and when and how and to read this Bible. I mean, look at this thing. What's the first question that hits you when you look at this thing? Where do I start? I mean, this book, look how big this thing is. And this is a small version of the Bible. I mean, some versions are massive because they got so much commentary in it. But the first question you have is, I mean, most of you never read a book this long. You would put this down so quick. No, I'm not. It's too long. So where do I start? I had to be trained and equipped. Hey, this is where you start, Lance. Somebody had to teach me how to pray. Hey, Lance, come to this prayer meeting. And I begin to listen. I didn't learn this on my own. I begin to listen to men of God pray. And I'll be, oh, okay, yeah, I'll try that. Yeah, that sounds good. Let me do like that. And because of that, I begin to grow. You're going to find a people that are going to love you. They're going to encourage you, but they're also going to challenge you. And that's a good thing. When you take a step and get involved in Starting Point, community groups, a volunteer team, man, you're going to find those type of people that want to be there for you and allow the purposes and the plan of God to be birthed in your life. It's in here. There's greatness in every single one of us. But you need a community to call it out. You need a community that's going to get in your face sometimes without a breath mint and say, hey, you need to wise up. Ladies, if you're married, let me tell you, you better be pushing your hubby to be involved in one of our groups. Because your voice oftentimes is not loud enough. It's not, and you know it too. Why doesn't he hear what I'm saying? Why doesn't he hear what I'm trying to tell him? It's because he needs to hear it from a man of God. You need another man you can go to and say, another spiritual, not another man, let me rephrase that. Don't want the wrong thing going on here, Bethel. You need a man of God that's in your husband's life to say, hey, this is going on in my marriage. Because men are too prideful. Men, listen, we're not going to go tell anybody. How's it going? Good. Your wife's dying. It's not good. And you need a man of God to look you in the face and say, it's not good, brother. This needs to change. I'm telling you, your friends, your man's co-worker is not going to be enough, ladies. Men, the things that we battle, listen, look at me, I'm a man, I understand. The things that we battle, the images that we see, the lust that stirs in our heart. Let me tell you something, your wife is not enough. You better find you a group of men. You better find someone that you can lock arms with and be honest with. Say, this is going on in my life. I struggle with this. Because you, your wife, is not enough. Your children, your family is not enough. You need a group of men that you can say, hey, you are my band of brothers. Help me as I walk this thing out. They're here, right here at this church. Pastor Richard, come on up here so I'll shut up. I love talking about this. Pastor Ron, come on up. You know what else you're going to find here at Bethel? Is you're going to find a people that want to invest and invite our community to Jesus. We all need to carry this. This is a great series that you say, you know what, man, you're checking out a church, you want to find a church, or maybe you're transitioning churches. Hey, Bethel, man, you need to come check this series out. This is a great chance to invite someone. You can use our Facebook. We're going to get that graphic right there. We're going to have it all on Facebook, all on Instagram, so you can use it. It's a simple way to invite someone. Hey, come check this out. And what we're going to do the next 3 weeks is we're going to begin to talk about three key relationships. We're going to do it from the life of David. Three key relationships that you need to have in your life to grow as a follower of Christ. It's going to be great. Pastor Richard's going to start it next Sunday. My hope today is, man, there was a heart needing that took place. And everything I talked about, the dream, what kind of place we are, what kind of people we desire to be, what kind of people we are and desire to be, I'm hoping it's tied to you right now. And you would say, you know what? Number one, maybe I'm just going to come back and find more about this church. Maybe I'm on a 10 starting point. All throughout this week, Pastor Richard, we're going to be releasing our groups this week. Maybe it's signing up for a group. But we all need to take a step. This is where God has us. This is what God has called us to do. Pastor Richard's going to come. I'm going to pray, and Pastor Richard's going to come. He's going to talk about something we can all do really to help people find a place this semester. Father, we love you. I thank you for this dream that we carry, Lord. It really is your dream. Lord, let it arise in us like never before. Lord, if any of us were wondering, Lord God, are you calling me here? Is this where I'm supposed to belong? I pray they would realize that they can, God, come and find you, find a people that are going to love them, stand with them. Lord, I pray for this series that you would draw our community throughout this series. You know, even as we look around, as our heads are bowed, guys, you know, you might be looking around and you see a chair that's empty. You know, our goal is that chair would be filled. Maybe that chair is your neighbor. Maybe it's your coworker. A chair does not need to remain empty. Our heart is that every seat and every service will be filled. Why? Because people need to hear this message. It'll change them. Lord, help us. In Jesus' name, amen.